Bobs, and welcome to Midnight Matinee, our weekly look at movies, where tonight we will be watching the film Seven, starring Bob Denver, Alan Hale, Jim Backus, Natalie Schaefer, Tina Louise, Russell Johnson, Dawn Wells, and Brad Pitt as Gilligan. So without further ado, let us take away our film of the evening, a little horror film called Seven.
Nothing's been touched. Everything's like I found it.
What time was death established?
Like I said, I didn't touch anything. But he's had his face in a plate of spaghetti for about 45 minutes now.
Wait a minute. No one bothers with vital signs?
Did I stutter? This guy ain't breathing unless he started breathing spaghetti sauce.
He's been dead a long time. I can tell you it was not for poison.
Oh, man. How does someone let themselves go like that?
took four orderlies just to get him on the tape.
How the f**k ever fit out his front door?
Please, it's obvious he was a shut-in.
Now look at this. See how big this stomach is? And the strange thing is, it stretches. Here, look at the size of the cardiac orifice where the food...
Wait, I see what you're pointing at, but that means nothing.
Okay. He's got lines of distension across the duodenum, and the interior wall is ripped open.
This man ate till he burst?
He didn't really burst. Not all the way. He was hemorrhaging internally, and there was a hematoma in the rectus and the transverse abdominis muscles.
So he did die by eating?
Yes and no.
What about these bruises up here?
Well, I haven't figured that out yet.
Gun pressed against his head?
Pressed hard enough, sure.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have ourselves a homicide.
Killer put a bucket beneath him, kept on serving. Took his time, too. Coroner said this could have gone on for more than 12 hours. Victim's throat was swollen, probably from the effort. And there was definitely a point when he passed out. That's when the killer kicked him, and he burst.
Oof.
I think I'm going to need a little help, Professor.
All right, I'll take the back. Gilligan, you take the front.
Right. Skipper, could you kind of push your chest back into position?
My chest? This part of me.
Very funny. Well, you are a little overweight, Skipper.
I'm not overweight. I just have big bones.
And they're covered with big meat. Gilligan, oh, it's no use. I can't get into this suit either.
I can.
I don't think we have any choice.
I think you're right, Skipper. Take it off. We'll put it on to Gilligan.
Gluttony in elk. 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 Gluttony in elk.
Found murdered this morning. Someone broke into his law firm and bled him to death. Wrote the word greed on the floor.
Greed?
Yeah, in blood. Mills is heading up the investigation.
Excuse me? Could you not do that, please?
Now, the guy would have had to get into the building before the office was closed and security tightened. Now, Gould would have been working late.
I'm certain. He was the biggest defense lawyer in town. Infamous, really.
Now, listen, the body was found on Tuesday morning. The office was closed on Monday, which means the guy could have gotten in on Friday, laid low till the cleaning crew left, then had his way with Gould all day Saturday, Sunday, maybe even Monday. Now, look at this. Gould was bound, right arm was left free, he was handed a butcher's knife. Check out the scale.
Pound of flesh?
Yeah.
One pound of flesh, no more, no less. No cartilage, no bone, but only flesh. Merchant of Venice.
Didn't see it.
His task done, and he would go free.
Telling you that chair was soaked through with sweat.
Of course. Killer would have wanted Gould to take his time. To sit and decide which cut to make first. Imagine it. There's a gun in your face. Which part of your body is expendable?
About the love handle. Cut along the side of his own stomach.
Mine, mine, all mine!
What do you want with the tennis ball?
Now, that was pretty sneaky.
How about you sneaking up behind me to steal the orange?
Well, that was right in character.
Mr. Howell, you got to understand. I only have one orange and all my friends need it.
I know, but can they afford it?
It's not for sale.
Well, wait a minute, Gilligan. It's not for me, you see. It's for my wife, a loyal woman, very much like your own mother.
Oh, I thought you were being selfish.
Now, you see, you misjudge me. Now, you will give that orange to Mrs. Howell, won't you?
And so you'll write back to you, won't
you? Of course. Gilligan, you've outwitted a Howell.
Greed, fear, greed, fear, greed. Near greed, 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 near greed. Found on the wall behind the refrigerator, the obesity murder scene.
Long is the way and hard that out of hell leads up to light.
It's from Milton. Paradise Lost.
All right, I'm confused.
It means that this is beginning. This was found behind the same refrigerator, written in Greece. There are seven deadly sins, Captain. Gluttony, greed, sloth, wrath, pride, lust, and envy. Seven.
Hold on. That's not even my desk.
You can expect 5 more of these.
Now, wait a minute.
I can't get involved in this.
Somerset.
You wanted it.
I'm all over it.
With Gilligan, the skipper too, a millionaire and his wife, the movie star, the professor and Mary Ann. With Gilligan, the skipper too, a millionaire and his wife, the movie star, the professor and Mary Ann. With Gilligan,
Sloth,
a skipper too,
Gluttony,
a millionaire,
Greed,
and his wife,
Pride,
the movie star,
Lust,
the professor,
Wrath,
Mary Ann. With Gilligan, a skipper too, a millionaire, and his wife, the movie star, the professor, and Mary Ann. With Gilligan,
Sloth,
a skipper too,
Gluttony,
a millionaire,
Greed,
and his wife,
Pride,
the movie star,
Lust,
the professor,
Wrath,
Mary Ann. With Gilligan,
Sloth,
a skipper too,
Gluttony,
a millionaire,
Greed,
and his wife,
Pride,
the movie star,
Lust,
the professor,
Wrath,
Mary Ann.
There are 7 deadly sins, Captain.
Your kid lunch. Give us the 7 food sensations. Oh, Hawaiian Punch Chiller. No other drink refreshes like this. Truly tropical punch. They go so well with lunch. Wanna avoid a big mess?
Oh, yes.
Give us resealable chiller.
Hey, how about a nice Hawaiian punch?
Morning, sweetheart. Get up now, mother.
Get up, you second. Oh.
Dex! You want to come take a look at this? Dex!
Jesus.
Victor?
Well,
that's just
Victor. Call an ambulance.
What's going on here,
California,
Sarge?
California, get your people out of here.
Go on now, go.
No one touches anything.
It's some kind of friggin' wax sculpture or something.
Sloth.
Ginger, now, not too much off the top.
Just a little bit more, Skipper.
Well, but I believe you're part Indian. You're trying to scalp me.
Well, you're a sailor. A sailor should have crew cuts.
Well, I don't mind a crew cut, but you're trying to remove the entire crew.
All finished.
Got time for me, Sam?
Tomorrow morning at 11.
Thanks.
Sam?
Oh, that's the name of his barber back home.
Gilligan, don't put that there. Somebody will trip over it.
Sorry, Baldy.
Walter? Very funny.
Yep. You're right. Somebody tripped over it.
Sloth. False 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 sloth.
Thank you.
Megan, are you trying to tell us something?
Not me. I promised Professor I wouldn't say a word. Besides, if I told you you were dying, it'd probably ruin your appetite.
Oh, what?
Dying because you have no vitamins.
Well, when's it going to happen?
Well, not for weeks. Two or three at least.
Well, you mean we've only got 2 or 3 weeks left to live?
Well, she's probably got 3 weeks, and you probably have 2. You see, the more you weigh, the faster you go. Told you to lose your appetites. Not doing very much for mine either.
You know, this isn't going to have a happy ending. It's not possible.
Hey, man, we catch him, I'll be happy enough.
If we catch John Doe, and he turns out to be the devil, I mean, if he's Satan himself, that might live up to our expectations, but he's not the devil. He's just a man.
You know, see, you bitch and you complain and you tell me these things and you mean it. If you think you're preparing me for hard times, thank you, but...
But you gotta be a hero. You wanna be a champion. Well, let me tell you, people don't want a champion. They want to eat cheeseburgers, play the lotto, and watch television.
Hey, how did you get like this? I want to know.
There wasn't one thing I can tell you that.
Go on.
I just don't think I can continue to live in a place that embraces and nurtures apathy as if it was a virtue.
You know different. You know better.
I didn't say I was different or better. I'm not. Hell, I sympathize. I sympathize completely. Apathy is a solution. I mean, it's easier to lose yourself in drugs than it is to cope with life. It's easier to steal what you want than it is to earn it.
Yeah.
It's easier to beat a child than it is to raise it. Hell, love costs. It takes effort.
Gilligan, I've made a decision.
About what?
About the way I've been acting. I mean, after all, I am the captain. I'm a skipper. I should be setting an example for the others.
What are you going to do?
What am I going to do? I'll tell you what I'm going to do. Gilligan, I'm going to put up a front. I'm going to be cheerful. I'm going to show them the real man doesn't let a little thing like this bother him. And oh, little buddy, you're going to be real proud of me. And that's an orange.
I know. I was going to have it for dessert, but I changed my mind. The less I weigh, the longer I live.
Come again. You heard nothing strange. You saw nothing strange.
No.
No.
He asked me if I was married. And I could see he had a gun in his hand.
Where was the girl?
The what? What?
The girl, the prostitute. Where was she?
Someone comes to your establishment. They want to go downstairs. They want to get a little ooh-la-la, whatever. They got to come to you, yeah?
Yeah.
You didn't see anyone. With a package, a knapsack, something under their arm. Hey, everybody that comes in there has got a package under their arms. Some guys are carrying suitcases full of stuff.
She was just sitting on the bed.
Who tied her down? You or him?
Do you like what you do for a living? These things you see?
No. No, I don't. But that's life, isn't it?
Hey, Ginger, what's wrong?
Nothing!
Why are you crying?
Crying?
Is there anything I can do?
I'm glad you asked.
I think I'm sorry I asked.
Oh, Gilligan, you'd cry too if you were in my condition.
You bet. Me being in your condition and being a boy?
That's not what I meant.
Ginger, don't ask me for my orange.
Okay, I won't.
You won't?
No. But you'll give it to me anyway.
Why?
Because.
Because why?
Oh, Gilligan. Oh!
He had a gun. And he made it happen. He made me do it. He put that thing on me. And he made me wear it.
Oh, Gilligan. Well, now listen, Gilligan, how far down was she? I mean, how many feet?
Oh, Professor, in Navy circles, we don't say feet, we say fathoms.
All right, how many fathoms?
I don't know, about 15 feet.
hope she's not too badly damaged. We might be able to raise her.
Sure, and sail her back to the mainland.
It ought to be real easy. She only has a hole in her the size of a 10-pound rutabaga.
10-pound what?
It's kind of like a turnip, Skip. You slice it up and put onions and butter and put it in
a frying pan. Oh, never mind.
My aunt wanted to take a rutabaga.
Lust, sal, 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 lust.
Sleeping pills. Glued to one hand. Telephone glued to the other.
You see what he did?
Sliced her up. And he bandaged
her. Call for help and you'll live. But you'll be disfigured. Or you can put yourself out of your own misery.
Come on. Cut off her nose.
To spite her face.
He did it very recently.
Lovey, my dear, aren't they just beautiful?
You must be seeing something I don't see.
No, I see thousands of orange trees springing out of the ground.
Well, all I see are a lot of nasty pits.
No, look beyond the horizon, beyond tomorrow. I see Valencia oranges, Mandarin oranges, navel oranges. We'll be up to our navel in Naples.
All those from these?
Well, it's not quite that easy. First of all, we have to plant them.
Plant them? In the dirt? With our hands?
Well, I believe that's the usual way.
Oh, dear, then it's not for us.
Hey, come on. Everybody's planting their seeds.
Yes, unless we cooperate, we'll go to that great orange grove in the sky.
Well, when we go, Thurston, we go with clean hands.
They are fried. Like a child, she thought that love was just a word. Pride. Can't you let me see her? Can it be so bad? Love doesn't come too easy, and life's so sad. How I tried to make it seem I never loved her. And told her we could be good friends. Why can't you let me see her? Can it be so bad?
Can it be a hard place?
I don't know why I asked you to come.
Why don't you talk to him about it? Tell him how you feel.
I can't, you know, I can't be a burden. Especially now. I'll get used to things. You know, I think I wanted to talk to someone who's lived here for a long time. I mean, upstate, you know, it's a completely different environment. Did David tell you that I teach fifth grade? Well, I did.
He mentioned it.
I've been going around, you know, looking at schools. But the conditions here are horrible.
What about private schools?
I don't know.
Why don't you tell me what's really bothering you, Tracy?
David and I are gonna have a baby.
Oh, Tracy. I don't think I'm the one to talk to about this.
I hate this city.
Do you hear me, Detective? I'm trying to tell you how much I admire you and your pretty wife.
What?
Tracy.
Which?
It's disturbing how easily a member of the press can purchase information from the men in your precinct.
Put your gun down!
I visited your home this morning after you'd left. I tried to play husband. I tried to taste the life of a simple man.
Pull it away!
It didn't work out. So, I took a souvenir. Her pretty head.
Ralph!
Here I go gathering nuts in May, nuts in May.
Boom! What is this? Boom, stick, you're a crazed savage. You've been terrifying a real kashrai. Now, back to your respective. That's it. Very, very good. Light, camera, action!
Here I go gathering nuts in May, nuts in May.
Ah! Oh. Gilligan, I won't forget the fruit.
But it's our dessert.
You scared, you scream, No, minister boy.
Gilligan, oh!
You're going to be burned to a stake and smoke will get in your eyes and everything.
Shaker, a fool with a frightening actor. Now, don't stand there. Tired for the stage, that's it.
Oh, kind sir, you have such a kind face. How can I talk you out of doing this horrible deed? Oh, do not harm me, cannibal.
Now, do your dance, the dance of death.
Just be grateful it's a silent picture.
Your hand was forced. It seems strange to me that you would get such enjoyment out of it. You enjoyed torturing those people. This doesn't seem in keeping with martyrdom, does it?
John. I doubt I enjoyed it any more than Detective Mills would enjoy time alone with me in a room without windows. Isn't that true? How happy would it make you to hurt me with impunity?
That hurts my feelings. I would never...
You wouldn't, only because there's consequences. It's in those eyes of yours, though. Nothing wrong with a man taking pleasure in his work. I won't deny my own personal desire to turn each sin against the sinner.
Wait a minute. I thought all you did was kill innocent people.
Innocent? Is that supposed to be funny? An obese man? A disgusting man who could barely stand up? A man who, if you saw him on the street, you'd point him out to your friends so that they could join you in mocking him? A man who, if you saw him while you were eating, you wouldn't be able to finish your meal? And after him, I picked the lawyer, and you both must have secretly been thanking me for that one. This is a man who dedicated his life to making money by lying. With every breath that he could muster to keeping murderers and rapists on the streets.
Murderers.
A woman.
Murderers, John, like yourself.
A woman. So ugly on the inside that she couldn't bear to go on living if she couldn't be beautiful on the outside. A drug dealer, a drug dealing pederast, actually. And let's not forget the disease spreading whore. Only in a world this... Could you even try to say these were innocent people and keep a straight face? But that's the point. We see a deadly sin on every street corner, in every home, and we tolerate it. We tolerate it because it's common. It's trivial. We tolerate it morning, noon, and night. Well, not anymore. I'm setting the example. And what I've done is going to be puzzled over and studied and followed forever.
Yeah. Delusions of grandeur.
You should be thanking me.
Why is that, John?
Because you're going to be remembered after this. Realize, Detective, the only reason that I'm here right now is that I wanted to be.
No. No, we would have got you eventually.
Oh, really? So, what were you doing? Biding your time? Toying with me? Allowing five innocent people to die until you felt like springing your trap? Tell me, what was the indisputable evidence you were going to use on me right before I walked up to you and put my hands in the air?
John, calm down. I seem to remember us knocking on your door.
Oh, that's right. And I seem to remember breaking your face.
Gilligan, your discovery of this submerged vessel may well be instrumental in securing for us deliverance from our enforced isolation.
Yeah, not only that... What'd he say?
Give me the gun, James. David, if you kill him, he will win.
Oh, God! Oh, God! Oh!
And gentlemen, there is no time for that. Now, without citrus fruits, this vitamin deficiency will attack each of us.
Even a howl?
Yes, even a howl. It will attack each of us in turn according to his size.
Good heavens, that means I'm the next.
Myself and then Gilligan.
Well, but what about the girls? Will it affect them?
Yes, Mrs. Howell and Ginger and then finally Marianne. But don't panic, gentlemen. We're not dead yet. While it is a noble gesture, Gilligan, unfortunately a single slice won't do us any good.
Wrath. I have wrath.
How I try to make it seem I never loved her. Never cried. And told her we could be good friends.
Pride, lust,
wrath, envy, sloth, gluttony, greed, pride, lust, wrath, envy, sloth, gluttony, greed, pride, lust, wrath, envy, sloth, gluttony, greed, pride, lust, wrath, envy, sloth, gluttony, greed, pride, lust, wrath, envy, sloth, gluttony, greed, pride, lust, wrath, envy, sloth, gluttony, greed, pride, lust, wrath, envy, sloth, gluttony, greed, pride, lust, wrath, envy, sloth, gluttony, greed, pride, lust, wrath, envy, sloth, gluttony, greed, pride, lust, wrath, envy.
Ja, Anna. gentlemen who think you have a mission to purge us of the seven deadly sins should first sort out the basic food position, then start your preaching. That's where it begins. Your lot who preach restraint and watch your waste as well should learn for once the way the world is run. However much you twist, or whatever lies that you tell, food is the first thing, morals follow on. So first make sure that those who are now starving get proper helpings. When we all start carving, what keeps mankind alive? What keeps mankind alive? The fact that millions are daily tortured, stifled, punished, silenced, and oppressed. Mankind can keep alive thanks to its brilliance and keeping its humanity repressed. Well, for once, you must try not to shrink the facts. Mankind is kept alive by bestial acts.
other side.
What's that?
Watching the movie Seven tonight, a bit of a hybrid, and somewhere in there we heard a little bit of Kurt Vile's The Seven Deadly Sins, also a group called Plus doing their The Seven Deadly Sins, future films in past weeks. You're listening to WFMU East Orange. You will stay tuned.
We'll give it a decent burial.
Killian,
that's it. A burial. I'm not even sick yet.